Welcome to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. As new, rather appalling tapes surfaced on Friday with presidential candidate Donald Trump speaking in vulgar and abusive terms about women, the national news was crammed with obscenities, reputation smearing, and a presidential debate. South Dakota Senator John Thune called for Trump to step aside over the weekend, as did Governor Dennis Dugard and Lieutenant Governor Matt Michaels. Yesterday, U.S. Representative Kristi Noem and her challenger Paula Hawk sat side by side for a rotary debate in Sioux Falls, where the topic was sure to come up. SDPB's Keely Boltina was at the debate. She joins us now in our studios in Vermilion with insight. Keely, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi there.
So the debate comes at the heels, the Hawks-Noem debate comes at the heels of the presidential debate and a weekend with wall-to-wall coverage of the latest between Trump and Clinton. How did that affect the tone here?
So Jack Marsh was the moderator and went through the debate, which was an hour long, most of the debate, without mentioning anything. And we were waiting and waiting and waiting, kind of the opposite of what you saw with the debate between the presidential candidates. So when it did come up, his question was, tell me who you are voting for. Why are you supporting this person to be president of the United States? And State Representative Paula Hawks had the opportunity to answer first. When she was asked about that, she commented on Trump's recorded remarks that came out. She said that if her son had said that, she would have washed his mouth out with soap. She said, without getting too detailed, that she doesn't want her two daughters to grow up in a world where they're told they look better on their knees. She said that is unacceptable in someone who wants to run the country. And then also commented that, you know, she's not completely aligned with Hillary Clinton, but thinks that a lot of her ideas and just the professionalism and the tone is better from the Clinton side. Noem said she's voting for Trump when she answered the question because there isn't a single thing that compels her to vote for Clinton. But then she cited many scandals surrounding Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Then toward the end, she did this little, but just a heads up, I will be a check and balance if Hillary Clinton becomes president, but I'm voting for Trump because he'll support conservative legislation from Congress. So she did get that in, and that's one of the strategies that we've seen national political analysts refer to, saying either they're going to align with Trump or say, hey, if you elect me, I can be your conservative check to the Democratic president.
But she did not mention those tapes.
She didn't. So after everything was done, I was able to ask her about the tapes. And she said that the things that were said are horrific. And she appreciates that he apologized. But she also said that she thinks it's good that he says he's working to be a better man. And then went back to the list of reasons she just can't support Clinton. But I did want to bring it back to these offensive statements from Trump.
It does seem a little unfair, but we always talk about how we can justify things like this with our sons and daughters, because everybody should matter. No one should be spoken to like that. But how do you explain that to your daughters and to your son who are in a situation where, you know, they're really paying attention?
I don't look to either candidate to be a role model. When I look for a role model, I point them to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm looking for someone who will sign conservative legislation in the White House, because that's what I'm going to be sending to the White House. And we need to have changes for this country. We need to give our businesses the opportunity to grow. We need to give our military men and women the funding and the training that they need. Remember, this administration has denied them the training and the resources they need to keep us safe. Hillary Clinton would be a third term for Obama, and that's not acceptable in my book.
So essentially she's saying that an American president no longer needs to be a role model. Is that kind of what you got out of that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's exactly no longer, but she does say that you heard it. She's not looking for a role model. She's looking for someone who is going to align with the political moves that she thinks are important to make for the people of South Dakota.
Is that something that Paula Hawks can get behind as well?
You know, Paula Hawks and Kristi Noem agreed on a lot of things yesterday. This was not one of them. You know, Hawks already addressed Trump's remarks during the debate, took a pretty strong stance against that language. When I talked to her about it, she says she wasn't surprised by the recordings just based on the other vulgar or offensive comments that he's made before.
Is the nominee supposed to be a role model?
Absolutely. You have a responsibility as a public servant to serve as a role model. And that includes the decisions you make, the judgments that you act upon, and the policies that you support.
So they have a little bit of a different stance on what a role model really is, because Congresswoman Noem says if he supports the policies I want, then there are other ways that he doesn't have to be a role model. And Paula Hawk says, no, if he is going to support the policies, that's part of being a role model. It's also how you model yourself in different ways.
So let's discuss the overall tone of the Hawks-Noem debate.
It was very different than what you saw from the two candidates for president. They sat side by side. Everything was calm. They were pleasant. There was a time limit. It was often a minute. A couple of times they talked over it, but they really quickly finished up that thought as opposed to ignoring the moderator. They successfully lobbied for extra time at one point. And in this clip, you can hear moderator Jack Marsh and mostly Paula Hawks.
What is your platform on U.S. energy policy? And please address how that ties to national security and to environmental issues such as pollution, global warming, fracking, and the transportation of crude oil by rail and pipelines. Paula Hawks.
60 seconds. Really, Jack? Goodness.
Okay, we'll go 2 minutes.
Okay.
We'll go 2 minutes.
I'm going to have to speed talk.
Go 2 minutes on this.
Thank you, Jack, for being reasonable on that. I've touched a little bit on what I think about.
So what you can't see is that Congresswoman Noem is giving the thumbs up at Jack Marsh. They're both laughing. They're both smiling. They shook hands at the end. Overall, it was kind and gracious and professional, and they were agreeable at times. It was clear that they were aware of what was happening on the national stage and were very intentional not to present that to South Dakotans.
So can we export that to Washington then?
That is a question I cannot answer.
SDPB's Keely Bottineau, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.